You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here with Zoe Dunstan, Senior Volunteer Coordinator at CAM site based in Cambridge. Hi Zoe, thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
How long has the befriending service at CAM site been going for, and how many people currently use it?
So the service has originally been running for quite some years at CAM site, long before I started. It was paused during the pandemic, and then the volunteer service underwent a restructure. So I started with CAM site in 2023. We've had a restructure, so we've relaunched recently the befriending service in January of this year. We've probably got about 35 matches across the whole county, and we've got more introductions being made all of the time.
How important is the befriending service for visually impaired people, and why?
I think it's hugely important for a lot of our service users across the county. Our main aim with it is to reduce loneliness and improve health and wellbeing. Our volunteer befrienders are providing companionship and a listening ear to some of our service users. Some of that is done at home, some of that is by regular telephone calls, also accompanying people out and about in the local community. So I suppose the massive aim of the service is to support the service users to be able to engage and do the things that they want to do and feel supported if that's necessary for them, and just being able to enjoy spending time with volunteers.
I imagine that the service is in high demand. How long can it take for someone to be matched up with a suitable volunteer?
So it really depends on the request, what's needed from the volunteer. For some, we have a pool of volunteers available, and if the match is right, we can do that quite quickly within sort of 2 to 3 weeks. If it's more of a bespoke request, it might take us a little bit longer to find a volunteer with that specific interest or skill to be able to support. So we really want to focus on making sure the match is a good match, both considering the geography of the service user and the volunteer, but also thinking about that personality and how, you know, they're going to get along. So it really can vary, but we do have a telephone support service that we can support service users in that way while they're waiting for a good volunteer match to be introduced to.
How can you access the befriending service?
So anybody that is registered with CAM site or is living with a form of sight loss can get in touch with us either through our website, or they can email our info@camsite.org.uk email address and request a befriending volunteer, or they can call us on 01223 420033. That's 01223 420033.
If anyone would like to volunteer for CAM site, where can they go to find out more information?
We'd love to hear from anybody that would like to volunteer. You can look on it again on our website. We have all our volunteer roles on there. You can also email directly to the volunteer team, which is volunteer@camsite.org.uk. We have befriending volunteering opportunities, but we also have group support and drivers that we're looking for all the time. So there's lots of different opportunities, and yeah, just get in touch and we can have a chat about what you'd like to do and whether we can find the right volunteering for you.
Thanks, Zoe, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
Fabulous. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.